Country Club FM.
Almanac here today on Bob FM. King Joffy Joffer and his son was Akeem. That was Eddie Murphy's role on Coming to America. Thank you. I have a new contributor, codename Scotty Too Hottie. So another one of our, key contributors to the program. I have Major Healy. I have the golfing farmer. I have the Blue Hornet with his sidekick, Bondo. And now I have Scotty Too Hottie. They're coming. Everybody wants to be a part of the Bob Morning Show and the Bob Almanac. It's just that big of a deal.
I can understand that.
And the other thing that I want to see about Coming to America, too, I want to see if Louis Anderson had made his way to Fry's. Because on the movie, he was washing lettuce.
Yes.
And then he was getting to Fry's, and then he was like going to become night manager. And that's when the big bucks start rolling in, as Louis Anderson said so eloquently. He's one of us from Minnesota, part of Coming to America. I didn't see whether or not he was going to be in Coming to America, too, but he should be. Along with Samuel L. Jackson, maybe he's still holding up fast food joints. That'd be fun. He got out. He goes to prison in the first movie, and then he's out of prison, and he's still holding up fast food joints. Samuel L. Yes. Today, Almanac, and again, we have another Almanac salute here today.
Wow.
Just too many of these, but we lost one of the great housekeepers of all time.
I can see the clothes hamper was a wise purchase.
Berta?
No, it's Liz Hurley, but I'm holding water.
I'm still sleeping here. Could you come back in a little while?
I could, or you could get your pampered ass out of bed and let me do my demeaning job and get on with my hellish life.
She was Berta, the housekeeper on 2 1/2 Men when Charlie Sheen was on, and she stayed around for Ashton Kutcher as well. Why not?
Right.
She passed away. Conchata Farrell passed away at the age of 77. You know, she was nominated for a couple of Emmys for Best Supporting Actress in that role.
Pretty impressive.
As Berta. And she has passed on now at the age of 77. Too many of these gone but not forgottens, these Bob Almanac salutes here as of late. Wednesday, October 14th, 288th day of the year, 77 full days left to go. Our patent of the day, and any farmers out there that raise corn, this is your patent of the day right here. The corn planter, not the corn picker. What came first, the chicken or the egg? What came first, the corn planter or the corn picker? Well, you got to plant your corn before you can pick it, Neil. Even you know that growing up in Hopkins.
Yes.
So the corn planter, patent of the day, 1834. And in fact, another little tidbit about this, it was the first patent granted to an African-American, Henry Blair.
Wow.
African-American inventor patented the corn planter on this date, 1934. 1912, Teddy Roosevelt. He had already served as president. He was out of office. He wanted to get back to being president. He started up the Bull Moose Party, a little more of a progressive party, Neil.
Right.
The Bull Moose.
I understand.
It was this date in Milwaukee he was shot. An assassination attempt.
Yep.
On Theodore Roosevelt's life in Milwaukee. The bullet lodged in his chest, but what saved his life was that he had his eyeglass case.
That's right.
And a 50-page little notebook thing of his notes and his speech in his pocket. In his jacket.
And that's where he was hit.
And that slowed the bullet down. It was lodged in his chestial region the rest of his life. But because of those items, it slowed it down. It didn't penetrate deep into organs and was mortally wounded at that time.
So. They never took it out.
No, they never did. He wanted it in there. He's tough. He's a Bull Moose.
Yeah.
He didn't win the election as the Bull Moose Party, but his legend certainly grew on that date. Good thing he had a long speech, right?
That's right.
A short speech like short speech. Never would have worked, but
no.
Good thing it was 50 pages, and he wrote big. 1912. 1944, this is how the Nazis did things. 1944, World War II German field marshal, you knew him as the Desert Fox, Erwin Rommel.
Yep.
He committed suicide on this date. He was visited on this day by a pair of aides of to Hitler. Gave him a choice, suicide or trial and certain execution. He selected suicide, swallowed poison.
Yep.
Done.
Out.
That's how the Nazis did things.
Yeah.
1944.
Nice options they gave him.
Yeah, they did give him a lot of options there. That means it's like a game show.
Right.
1947, Chuck Yeager. This is how he does things.
And he does it. The first human to crack the sound barrier. Now with propellant exhausted, Yeager reduces his speed and altitude to come in for a dead stick landing at 160 miles per hour.
If I'm going to trust anybody with a dead stick landing at 160, it's Chuck Yeager.
Yeah, he's the man.
Because,
that.
Well, one, that particular jet and that plane is loaded with AC Delco parts. You know it's an AC Delco battery that's with all those cold cranking amps, Neil. You know that's getting that thing going over the... it was the sound barrier. He broke it in the Bell X-1 rocket. Now I think they make big wheels that can break the sound barrier.
Exactly.
But this was a big deal in 47 by Chuck Yeager. He's one of the guys with the right stuff.
He had it.
Yeah, so that was in 47. 57, 10 years later, here's your number one song.
Wake up, little Susie, wake up. Wake up.
Phil and Don, the Everly Brothers, doing their thing.
Boy, they're so good. Those family harmonies, you can't beat them.
No, you can't, really. And when they brought in the third Everly Brother, Zippy, it was really good. So, 1957, the number one song, Wake Up, Little Susie. 1978, they got off the island, Neil.
Can't believe it. After 15 years, we're finally rescued.
Rescued.
Yeah, they found him, and it was because of Gilligan accidentally setting the raft on fire, their sea-going vessel. He accidentally set it on fire because he wanted to make broiled snapper, and he was going to... He was, and he set it on fire. And fortunately for them, that's when the helicopter spotted it, and they headed back to Honolulu. And as you know, they ended up right back on the island.
They decided to go back.
No, they didn't. Oh. By accident. They were going on a trip just to kind of celebrate. They wanted a boat trip.
Oh.
Why? If you're the Gilligan's Island, if you are the castaways, the last thing you're going to do, is go on another boat trip, another 3-hour tour. And with the skipper and Gilligan at the helm?
Fool me once, you know, that whole deal.
But what was good about that, they found him again, and then, of course, later on, the Globetrotters and Scatman Crothers was there. All MC'd by Casey Kasem. So that was 1978. In fact, the thing about Rescue from Gilligan's Island, the big deal there was that was the first ever movie that came from a TV series, 1978. Now they happen all the time.
Really?
Yeah, first time ever. 1979. Okay.
Then with Smeal off, the Oilers pulled Dryden, and Wayne Gretzky finished off a three-way passing play with McDonald and Callaghan to tie the score at 4.
Gretzky on a backhand, his first ever NHL goal for the great one, Wayne Gretzky. He ended up with, that was the first of 894 goals.
I was going to say, there was over 800 more.
And he had 2,857 points. Again, what's the thing? You could take away all his goals, and he would still be the all-time leading point getter.
Ridiculous.
In NHL history. What's also ridiculous, he played a couple of years in the WHA, the World Hockey Association, before Edmonton made the move over.
Like when he was 17.
He had like 51 goals in the WHA. Add that to his totals.
He's the great one.
He certainly
is. For good
reason. 1982, Neil, do you remember when Ronald Reagan declared war? Ronald Reagan declared war on this date, 1982.
Today I ask for your support and the support of our people. In this effort to fight the drug menace, to eradicate the cancers of organized crime and public corruption, to make our streets and houses safe again, and to return America to the days of respect for the law and the rights of the innocent.
I think he's talking about law and order right there.
I think he is.
Ronald Reagan, of course, he made Nancy like the first corporal of the drug on war. She was Joint Chiefs of Staff. She was Colin Powell of the war on drugs, was she not?
She was.
Just say no.
She was.
She was out front, frontline worker against the war on drugs. They're still fighting that war, though.
They are, yeah. No, that battle has not yet been won.
1994 was only fitting that the space probe Magellan faced and succumbed kind of the same way as the Explorer Magellan did. This space probe Magellan didn't get hammered and pummeled by Filipinos. It burned up in the atmosphere of Venus on this date, the NASA space probe Magellan. The real Magellan never made it home. Neither did space probe Magellan. Never made it home. Burned up Venus. They call Venus Earth's twin. Have you ever heard that?
Yes.
2003 this day. Let's go to Wrigley.
Again in the air, down a left field line. A long reaching into the stands and couldn't get it. He's livid with a fan.
Moises Alou was livid. Steve Bartman. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Bartman. Yeah.
And he's a Cubs reached fan. Into the field of play.
He is as much of a Rube Cubs fan as possible. He's got the radio headset on and everything. He's got the glove. And it opened the door to an 8-run Marlins eighth.
Oh my God.
The Cubs were up 3-0. They were leading the series 3-2 in the National League Championship Series on this date. Marlins ended up winning that game 8-3. They won the next game, game 7. Or game, let's see, yeah, they were tied at 3, so it would have been game 7. And
Alou was going to catch that ball.
The curse, yeah, no doubt about that. I think it's clear that he was going to. Bartman. And then they gave him a World Series ring, though. When the Cubs won the World Series, what, 2016 now? It's been four years. They gave Bartman a ring. They forgave him. I don't know if anybody's going to forgive him, though. Freddie Fender, let's remember him.
Buffy's playing all night.
If you didn't think that you would hear Freddie Fender doing Squeeze Box, you've come to the wrong place.
I did not know this existed.
Freddie Fender passed away on this date. He'd been battling cancer. He was 69. And then 2012...
He's base jumped from the Christ the Redeemer statue in Rio and from the Petronas Towers in Kuala Lumpur. How do you top that? How else? By skydiving from the edge of space.
You know, the moment is almost at hand. Are you afraid of dying on this?
Well, dying has always been part of my life.
Wow, this guy jumped from 128,000 feet on the edge of space. You watched the video of it, and it was sponsored by Red Bull, so I'm sure he had a couple of Red Bulls in him.
Yeah.
To give him the courage to be able to do this. He broke the speed of light. Not speed of light. He traveled in time. He broke the space-time continuum. He went 88, and he had 1.1 gigawatt.
He had a flux capacitor on board.
He went 800 miles an hour, breaking the sound barrier on the same day that Chuck Yeager did it for the first time. I don't know if they planned that ahead of time or that was
a
coincidence by Red Bull.
Yeah.
But
they must have.
He skydived from 128,000 feet and landed. Everything
nuts.
Worked. That was this date 8 years ago. We have birthdays now. Country music birthday today.
Able turned out to be the wrong.
In fact, we've got a couple.
Oh, we must have been out of our minds.
Melba Montgomery singing George Jones with George Jones. They had done some duets.
Sure.
She also did some duets with Charlie Lubin. Melba Montgomery, you maybe remember her number one song called No Charge, 1938, her birth year. That would make her 82 here today. Ralph Lauren is 81, fashion designer. Chaps and Polo, two of his more popular lines, kind of on the lower end. Those are the ones that I can afford, and I've got some Chaps and some Polos somewhere. Polo Ralph Lauren. Is it Ralph Lauren or is it Ralph Lauren?
I always say Lauren.
But, you know, in America here, we like to put stress on the first syllable, though.
Yeah, be Lauren.
Ralph Lauren, 81 today. Cliff Richard, 80.
Well, it seems a long time ago, you were the lonely one. Now it comes to letting
go. Don't argue with me. He was the Elvis of England.
Sure.
And I was big into Cliff Richard, late 70s, early 80s. Devil Woman. Dreamin'. We Don't Talk Anymore, the song right here.
Really good.
He's 80 today. Lead singer of the Moody Blues.
I wonder where you are. I wonder if you think
Moorhead Hayward here today. Justin Hayward, Moody Blues.
Sure.
He is 74 today. Oh, that's another thing. Write that down.
You got it.
When we write down and record new tidbits, new drops for Virtual Neil.
Yes.
What did you just say?
I don't know.
That's a good one.
Well, that's a good
one. Is that what you said right there? Might have to go back and review the tape.
That's a good one.
So, Justin Hayward, happy birthday.
Rolling down to Dallas, my blues provide my palace.
Greg Evigan, he was B.J. McKay.
Places new and ladies
new. He tells us here.
I'm B.J. McKay, and this is my best friend, Dan.
So, B.J. and the Bear, Greg Evigan traveling around in his semi, his cab over Pete, I think it was. It was a cab over version of a truck. It was red. With black trim and white. And he had Bear, his chimpanzee. And what I also remember about that show is it gave us Sheriff Lobo and his bungling Deputy Perkins. It also had on the show, because he had all these female truck drivers. One of them, played by Judy Landers, her name was Stax, or her nickname was Stax. The busty blonde Judy Landers. Driving truck, and her name was Brick. One on where's Stax? Stax at this is BJ in the Bear. So Greg Evigan,
very clever,
and he sang his own theme, which is of course, as we know, bold. 67. This should be on anybody's one hit wonder list. Thomas Dolby, She Blinded Me with Science, or it might just be the bright light that science produces.
It could be.
That might be what is blinding him. 62. He's the same age as you, Neil. You and Thomas Dolby.
Yeah.
Have you had a one-hit wonder?
No, I'm still waiting for that first hit.
Lori Petty is 57. She couldn't lay off the high ones.
Kit, listen. There's a big hole on the right side. Okay, don't look. Well, if she pitches inside, you're going to have to pull it, okay?
I know.
Let her up!
No high ones.
I like the high ones.
Mule, Nag.
From A League of Their Own, she got tired of being known as Dottie's sister. She was Kit, Neil.
Yes.
And she did not cry, although she got a little misty there when she was down to two strikes against her sister who was catching. When she was traded, she was traded to the Bells from the Rockford Peaches.
Mm-hmm.
But she got the big game-winning hit. And it was an emotional end.
It was.
To that World Series, the All-American Professional Ladies Women's Baseball League.
Pretty good movie.
Lori Petty, 57 today.
Who doesn't know what I'm
another country singer, Natalie Maines, lead singer of the formerly known as the Dixie Chicks, now just the Chicks. But when they did this song, they were the Dixie Chicks. We need to reference that. Didn't one of them have a birthday yesterday? Was it Marty?
Yeah, very. Was it yesterday or
46 today for Natalie?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Every time Neil rolls into the Bob parking lot, he's got this song going.
My walk-up music.
It's Usher and but this song wouldn't have been nearly as successful without the contributions of Lil Jon and Ludacris, right, Neil? You agree with that? I think.
Well. If you say so.
I think you held a webinar on that at one point in time. Usher is 42, and Jay Farrell from SNL, his Denzel Washington, is on point.
Okay, all right. So I found it, huh? Yeah. I told you it was there, right? I specifically stated.
Yes. Yes, you did. Thank you, Denzel.
I knew it. I knew it. Oh, now, what can I help you with, man?
I can't show the entire clip and bit and sketch, but it's a good one. Jay Farrow used to be on Saturday Night Live. His Will Smith is pretty good, too. He's 33. He would be our token millennial of the day, I believe.
Ah, okay. Gone but not forgotten today. Our former president, we said there'd be an Ike reference. Indeed, it is. Dwight Eisenhower was born on this day, the year 1890.
Gave us the freeways and, of course, helped us with victory in Europe.
He certainly
did.
Did a fine job. He was gutty, for sure. Hall of Fame basketball coach John Wooden, he won some titles.
What's his nickname, Neil?
He was the Wizard of Westwood.
Yes.
He coached UCLA Bruins to 10, if you will. Count them, 10. NCAA championships, a whole bunch in a row there. What did he win? 80-some games in a row before it was broken. John Wooden.
Were they 19, paying players?
19
Booster cash under the table?
He, to our knowledge, was not a cheater. 13th U.S. Surgeon General, Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Now, weren't you part of the Koop troop? You were all behind him, anti-smoking and all the stuff he was doing then.
He was the guy who, kind of brought smoking.
That was his booster club. That was his fan club. They called him the Koop Troop.
Koop Troop. 1916. He was Bond. James Bond after Sean Connery. Bond. Roger Moore.
James. My name's Bond. James Bond.
Didn't really need to do that because you did the James. And that was a good Roger Moore, although he never said goose-stepping moron.
No, he didn't.
Or welcome to the rock.
You know, he was also in the early black and white episodes of Maverick. And then, of course, was The Saint, if you remember that. Roger Moore, 1927. Actor and magician Harry Anderson.
Coach, I'll tell you what. I'll give you a $30 bill. We'll call it even, okay?
What do you think, Sam?
There's no such thing as a $30 bill,
Coach. You want to bet?
Get out of my bar, Harry. Come on.
Wait a minute. You owe me $10. What is this, a clip joint?
I'm sorry. Here, now go on.
You know, Sam, you know, you got the wrong idea about me.
No, I don't. Now, Harry, you got 10 seconds to get out of my bar and give me back my watch, Harry.
I'm trying to help you guys out.
Oh, his cameos on Cheers is Harry the Hat.
We're priceless. He was also in Night Court, of course. He was the judge. And
the Honorable.
The Honorable.
Harold T. Stone.
And Dave's World. Harry Anderson, he left us way too young, 1952. And they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Dixie Chicks, There's Your Trouble. Mm-hmm. Oak Ridge Boys, Elvira. Or Terry Clark, A Little Gasoline.
Let's go with our Sunday afternoon host.
KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud, KBG.